As the hour of the full moon approaches, a stillness settles down upon the crowd, and all look towards the northeast. Certain ritualistic movements take place, in which the grouped masters and their disciples of all ranks take up symbolic positions and form on the floor of the valley such significant symbols as the five-pointed star, with the Christ standing at the highest point of a triangle, with the Christ at the apex, or a cross, and other well-known formations, all of which have a deep and potent meaning. This is all done with the sound of certain chanted words and esoteric phrases called mantras. The expectancy in the waiting, onlooking crowds becomes very great, and the tension is real and increasing. Through the entire body of people, there seems to be felt a stimulation or powerful vibration, which has the effect of awakening the souls of those present, fusing and blending the group into one united whole, and lifting all into a great act of spiritual demand, readiness, and expectancy. These three words, demand, readiness, and expectancy, best describe the atmosphere surrounding those present in this secret valley.
The chanting and the rhythmic weaving grow stronger. All the participants and the watching crowd raise their eyes toward the sky in the direction of the narrow part of the valley. Just a few minutes before the exact time of the full moon, in the far distance, a tiny speck can be seen in the sky. It comes nearer and nearer and grows in clarity and definiteness of outline until the form of the Buddha can be seen. Seated in the cross-legged Buddha position, clad in his saffron-colored robe, bathed in light and color, with his hand extended in blessing. When he arrives at a point exactly above the great rock, hovering there in the air over the heads of the three great lords, a great mantra used only once a year at the festival is intoned by the Christ, and the entire group of people in the valley reverently touch their foreheads to the ground. This invocation sets up a group vibration or thought current which is of such potency that it reaches up from the group of aspirants, disciples, and initiates who employ it to the very presence of God. It marks a supreme moment of intensive spiritual effort throughout the entire year, and its spiritual effects last throughout the succeeding months. The effect of this great invocation is universal or cosmic, and serves to link us up with that cosmic center of spiritual force from which all created beings have come. The blessing is poured forth, and the Christ, as the representative of humanity, receives it in trust for distribution.
Slowly then, the Buddha recedes into the distance until again only a faint speck can be seen in the sky, and this eventually disappears. The whole ceremonial blessing, from the time of the first appearance in the distance until the moment the Buddha fades out of view, takes just 8 minutes. When the Buddha has again disappeared, the crowd rise to their feet. The water in the bowl is distributed in tiny portions to the masters, initiates, and disciples, and they then go their way. The crowd, who have all brought their little cups and vessels of water, drink of them and share with others. In this beautiful water ceremony of communion is portrayed the symbol of the Aquarian Age, the age of the water carrier. The water, which has been magnetized by the presence of the Buddha and of the Christ, carries certain properties and virtues of a healing and helpful nature. Thus blessed, the crowd silently disperses.